Creative Audioscape Productions presents Star Wars in the Shadows, an audio drama written and directed by Danny Pepin, based on the Star Wars universe created by George Lucas a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Star Wars in the Shadows, Episode 3, Amidst the Enemy. After slipping out of the hands of Black Sun yet again, our hero's ship was hijacked by a desperate rebel and shot down by the Empire while trying to flee into hyperspace. The Valiant Maiden crash-landed on the forest planet of Cholgana, where our heroes narrowly escaped with their lives. Now they must find a way to leave this planet and its dangerous wildlife.
Jaina! Jaina! Are you all right? Wake up! We made it! Thanks to your fancy flying.
Where is Xander?
He's salvaging supplies. Here, let me help you up. There you go. Looks like our rebel friend didn't buckle up properly.
Whoa. What a mess.
He got what he deserved. Let's take our belongings and a breath of fresh air.
Come on, Sparky.
Hey, sis. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. But the maiden is definitely out of commission. Permanently.
Sad, but true. We have to find a way off this rock.
By laying low? That's not what I had in mind.
Well, life is full of surprises.
We should leave as soon as possible.
We don't want to be here if the imps come to confirm the kill. I gathered all I could from the wreckage, food, weapons, clothes. Let's split up the weight and head for the river we saw on the way down. I believe it's about 15 clicks west of here. It's early enough. If we leave now, we'll probably reach the river before sundown.
I'm ready. Right, let's go.
Sparky, boost your scanner to long range. We don't know what's in those woods.
Thanks for the great adventures, Valiant Maiden. We'll miss you.
Xander, how far have we traveled?
From my estimate, we still have 7 hours of walking to do.
Tell me, why did you join Black Sun?
At first, I was the usual privateer, you know, going system to system, carrying supplies for individual clients. Eventually, I was hired for higher-paying jobs, which included more and more illegal merchandise like spice, weapons, and information. One of those clients was Black Sun, and they had a great interest in the information network I'd built on Corellia during Moff Oro's reign. In exchange for my network, Xizor offered me a ship and an exclusive contract that I couldn't refuse.
Until the slave?
Yes, until the slaves incident a couple of years later. I disappeared into the corporate sector for a time after that, where I reinvented myself and became a gambler. Jaina somehow was able to contact me, and we got back together. We've been partners ever since.
Somebody's coming. Hide!
Get behind those bushes, fast. Emma, stay close to me.
The crash site is about 5 clicks out.
Let's not waste any time. Maybe this ship was our reinforcements.
Wait. Something came through the forest right here.
There! Get out of there now! With your hands up!
Don't shoot.
What do we have here? Kor, check their gear.
We're survivors from the ship that crashed back there.
We were shot down by the Empire.
Are you the rebel reinforcements?
No, but one rebel died in the crash.
They have survival gear, 3 blasters, and a small recon droid. Imperial model.
But highly modified. I reprogrammed him myself. He's harmless. Trust me.
Here are the blasters.
We're trying to reach the river before sunset to make camp.
What about the ship?
Unsalvageable. Unless you have a spare engine and a ton of Durasteel to patch up the hull. And even then, it would take many months to make it spaceworthy.
You should calm Carrick.
Carrick, this is Torres. Do you copy?
I copy. Did you find anything, Lieutenant?
We found 3 survivors and a droid. Non-hostile. Your orders?
Bring them back to camp.
Copy that. Line up single file and follow Lieutenant Kor. Don't try anything stupid or you won't live another day. Let's go.
Everything's clear in the cargo hold. Nothing more than forest critters. Did you find anything?
Only 1 dead body in the cockpit, or what's left of it. They reported 3 fugitives boarded the ship, so at least 2 have survived, maybe more.
From those tracks, they headed west. Should we follow them?
No. The sun is setting, and we need to report back to base before nightfall. They probably won't survive the night with all the creatures lurking in the woods anyway. Let's go.
Welcome back, gentlemen.
The survivors, sir.
So, what brings you to Cholgana?
So this is Cholgana. We were passengers on the starliner Lucky Paradise when we were forced to leave and were shot down by TIEs. The Paradise is probably still in orbit.
Forced to leave?
A rebel partisan hijacked our ship at gunpoint while the Imperials were conducting their inspection. That hijacker died in the crash, and 2 others were executed aboard the Paradise.
I see. This is unfortunate. I'm Major Carrick, Alliance Special Forces. These are my men, Lieutenant Galvin, Kor, and Torres.
I'm Xander Voros. These are my business partners, Jaina.
Hey.
And Emma.
Hello.
Our little friend here is called Sparky.
Please, sit down. After everything you've been through, you are probably cold and hungry.
Oh, definitely.
Galvin, get some soup for the ladies first.
Right away.
So, Xander, what was your business on the Paradise?
Gambling. It's how we make our living.
and you were leaving during an Imperial inspection. That's unusual and not recommended.
We're not Imperial spies, if that's what you're implying. We're running from people who want us dead. You don't need more information than that.
Fair enough.
So I heard you were waiting for reinforcements. What are you doing here?
Recon. There's an Imperial outpost a few clicks out.
Here you go, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We sent confirmation to headquarters 48 standard hours ago and are waiting for our strike team.
There won't be any reinforcements or evac for that matter with all the Imperial activity in orbit. Last time we checked, there were 2 Star Destroyers.
2 SDs? The imps must have learned that we were here.
Possibly. That would explain the shuttle movement in and out of the outpost.
There's one of 2 possibilities as to what they're up to. 1, they're reinforcing their defenses because they expect an assault. Or 2, they're evacuating the base as we speak.
So you don't have any means of leaving this planet?
No, unless we wait it out, and that could take quite a while.
There is another way. We steal their shuttle transport and blow off the outpost ourselves. With no reinforcements, it's the only way the mission can be completed.
How many deaths do we have?
We have 16 thermal detonators. If we plan this right, it should be enough to permanently disable the base.
You all know how to use blasters, so you'll be coming with us.
This seems to be our only way off this rock, so we'll help you the best we can.
You can take back your weapons. It isn't safe to be in the woods without one at night.
Sparky has an array of sensors and built-in cameras, so we can use them for aerial recon tomorrow.
Good thinking, kid.
Thanks.
This is my kind of plan. Those imps won't even see it coming, just like our ambush at Fondor.
What did you just say?
Just like our ambush at Fondor.
Whoa,
you
easy!
You killed my father, you motherfuckers!
Emma, stop! Don't shoot!
Drop it, kid. We don't want to hurt you.
Don't you understand? They killed my father at Fondor! They killed him! How do you like this now?
Emma, calm down. This isn't the solution.
Listen to Xander. Please, lower your blaster.
That's it. Let it go.
Dude.
There.
He killed him.
Come here. It's okay. Everything is gonna be fine.
What the frag was all that about? Fearfek!
Her father was an Imperial officer on Fondor when you made your assault.
Oh, I see.
She's an Imperial officer's daughter? Major, I don't want a loose cannon on our team for tomorrow's assault. How can we trust her? We'll end up with blaster holes in our backs.
We'll keep a close eye on her.
Hey, are you all right?
Yes. I think so.
Anger isn't the solution. We need to help them tomorrow, and we have to trust them. It's the only way we can leave this planet.
I know.
Come on, let's get back to the fire.
Cool. I apologize for that. I shouldn't have I just lost it the moment you mentioned Fondor.
Don't worry about it. It may be surprising, but I understand your reaction. Why do you think I joined the Rebellion? Because my parents were also killed by the enemy. Only in my case, it was the Empire that did the killing. There are always 2 sides to any story, you know? And I did what my heart told me was right. And thanks to your heart, I'm alive now. I just hope we can trust you tomorrow. We can trust you tomorrow, right?
Yes. I believe so.
What was that?
Galvin, get down!
Get this thing off of me!
Galvin! Frag!
Blaster!
I can't shoot! I'm gonna hit Gal! Here, take that! Stay clear!
Here, kitty, kitty. You want a piece of me, don't ya?
Galvin, are you all right?
I've been better.
Good thing you kept your blast armor. This kitty would have ripped you to shreds. Kor, get the med kit.
Great shooting, Wormus.
I can hold my own with a blaster.
That's obvious.
What is that creature?
It's a wild Nexu. I never thought I'd see one in my life.
Here's the med kit.
Here. This shot of morph will stop the pain while we repair your shoulder.
Can we help you guys with anything?
Here's my knife. You can fix dinner. We have fresh meat lying right here. Why waste it by eating rations?
Right. I'll see what I can do.
Come on, big brother. You can find the primitive man within.
Ha ha. Very funny.
Yeah, I think so.
This thing smells worse than a tauntaun.
Sparky is showing two scouts patrolling the ground on foot. They are definitely evacuating the place. Looks like Sentinel-class transport is being loaded on the top landing platform by several soldiers.
We're too late.
Do we even have any intel on the inside of this place?
No. We were sent here only to locate the target and confirm the location for the strike. Okay, Torres, Kor, you take care of those two guards. We all move in when we're clear.
Good luck.
Let's go.
Right behind you.
Everybody, be ready to move on my signal.
We're ready.
The first trooper's coming just around the corner. Look alive.
TP-7445, where are you? Higgs, you copy? Blast, where is that nerfherder? Kriv, Higgs, are you okay? Higgs!
Take his access card.
Got it.
Everybody be ready. Galvin and I take point. Torres, Kor, you keep our butts clear.
No one's here.
This floor seems to be the living quarters, but they're all abandoned. Liam's probably knew we were coming.
Here's the turbo lift. Only two possible directions. Way up on the landing platform, or way down to whatever the strike team was supposed to destroy.
We should split up. We don't want the shuttle to leave while we are down there placing charges.
I agree. I'll go up and secure the transport with Galvin, Xander, and Emma, while you, Kor, and Janet go down.
Wait, why do I have to go down there?
Insurance. I want to make sure our two new friends here won't leave before everybody's back.
Oh, thanks so much for your trust.
Major?
Let's get one thing straight. My only priority is to get this mission accomplished and get my boys off this rock.
We understand, Major. And you're right. I won't leave without my sister. Be careful, sis.
Of course, brother. Don't worry. I'm a big girl now.
Here are the rest of the charges. Make good use of them.
We'll do.
You go first, and we'll take the lift up when it comes back.
See you on top. Let's go. Check your gear. We don't know what to expect.
Major, do you copy? Major, do you copy? Stang, we lost comm. How deep is this place anyway?
Oh, I'd say definitely deep enough to sustain space bombardments.
We need to use the timers then. We won't be able to trigger the charges remotely. We're here. Get ready.
What's that smell?
It smells like a medbay.
This is a research laboratory. Most of the stuff is gone already. Are those empty Bacta tanks?
Yes, or empty cloning vats. From what I understand, they stopped using those after the Clone Wars.
They must have been doing tests on sentient people. There's an operating table just over there.
Cloning, mutations, viruses, whatever they were doing in here, we're blowing it up. We were sent here for a reason. Let's do our job and get out of here.
Just be careful and don't break anything. If there is a virus or any chemical weapon in here, we are as good as dead.
What was that? Watch out! Behind that desk!
Ah, damn it! Son of a hun!
I got him! Tor, you're hurt!
Oh, you think? We keep Torres around because he's so perceptive.
Let me see your arm. Okay, that's not too bad. Let me tie this up so we can stop the bleeding. Here you go.
Thanks, Jaina.
Guy's dead. He's wearing a lab coat, so I think it's safe to presume he was one of the persons in charge of this place. Here, let me help you get up.
What was he doing over there?
Why don't you ask him? Maybe you can talk to dead people.
Shut up, Torres. Let's place the charges, blow this thing, and go home.
I'll check the terminals while you do that. Project Death Star? Content deleted. Project Starscream. These names are just getting worse. And content deleted. The next one is Project...
Did you find anything?
Besides project names, I've got nothing. All the files were erased, only the main partitions are named. I'll mirror the entire terminal on my datapad. Maybe I'll be able to extract some information later. Downloading now. Oh, that's bad.
What's wrong?
That blinking icon. Somebody triggered a silent alarm. Either we did it, or the scientists did it before we blasted them.
Torres! We need to go right-criffing now!
Coming!
Oh, Blaster, you old piece of junk. Done. Hey, let's go. I don't want to miss my flight, and I don't think you do either.
The charges are ready. What's the problem?
The Major's in deep poo-doo.
Do you copy? Torres, do you copy?
Blast it! They pretty much have us pinned down, Major.
I don't think those crates will be much protection anymore.
We can't risk heavy ordinances. The transport must not be damaged.
We need to stop those imps before they leave. I'm going to this heavy crate lift. It'll get me closer and divert some of the blaster fire. I need some cover.
Get ready, you two. Covering fire in 3, 2, go!
He made it.
Major, copy.
Torres, I got a copy.
What's your status, Major?
We're under heavy fire. We've got 7 Stormies left. Make that 6. And surprisingly, they're good shots. They're stuck way too close to the transport and firing from the cargo hold. They'll be right in front of you when the turbolift door opens. Are the charges in place?
Yes, but we have 5 minutes left before the fireworks. We'll be up there in about 30 seconds.
Ready to run. They're about to leave.
Copy that.
This is my last power pack.
Major, do you have a stun grenade?
Yeah, but we're 50 meters away. How's your throwing arm?
I won't be throwing it. Zen, call back Sparky. He should be around somewhere.
Here it comes.
A grenade, Major. Thank you. Now, Spy, hold this tight. You'll drop it inside the transport as fast as you can. Go now.
We're here.
They're closing the cargo ramp. Let's go.
Yes, Sparky's in.
Watch out!
Good work, Sparky.
Come on, let's drop those imps off before they wake up. We need to go now.
You can't leave them here. They'll die when the base goes up. At least take them as prisoners of war.
I think this is a good idea.
Oh, come on! So much for those sympathetic speeches. Show me that the Alliance has better values than the Empire. Show me that you are fighting for the good of the galaxy and you're not just killers and terrorists.
Come aboard, Emma. We need to go.
Show me that you are better than the Empire.
So, what do we do with those Stormies, Major?
Blindfold them and tie them up tight. They're coming with us. Trouble yet.
Sentinel 753, this is the Intrepid.
Speaking of trouble.
Sentinel 753, this is the Intrepid. Do you copy?
Intrepid, this is Sentinel 753. Go ahead.
We report an explosion downside of your extraction point.
Positive, Intrepid. We were attacked by a rebel strike force, but have been able to evacuate with the last of the medical supplies.
What is your destination?
Let me see. From the flight manifest, our pre-planned destination is the Deep Core.
We are sending you our destination right now. Please confirm. Keep her steady.
This is taking too long.
Sentinel 753, you are required to report to the Intrepid's primary docking bay immediately.
They're launching ties! Our cover is blown!
Sentinel 753, do you copy?
Deviate course to our exit vector and push this baby to the limit. I'm entering the coordinates of our first jump.
This ship has a thick skin, but not much speed.
Everybody strap in back there. We're about to make a jump.
They're closing in. Hold on, baby. We're almost there.
Our shields are down. This is going to be close.
Punch it, Major!
Is that your mother?
Yes. I don't believe I'm even a year old on the Hollow.
Well, you definitely look like her. Where is she now?
I don't know. She left us when I was very young, shortly before my father graduated from the Imperial Academy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be. I never really knew my mother. This Hollow is the closest I'll ever have of a memory of her. Though I do wish there were more. So what of your parents?
Distant memories. I don't really want to talk about it. Anyway, there seems to be a glitch in your Hollow frame. See here? The frame options look to be disabled.
What do you mean?
See the static flash? It's usually from a restraining protocol. There are probably more Hollows in the frame's database. Let me check something.
Oh, be careful with that.
Don't worry. This is beginner stuff. You see there? If I removed this little magnetic piece, it should stop the protocol. There. Should be all fixed. Let's try it again.
Play with your little panther. There you go. You love it, don't you? Yes. Mommy loves you too.
This is the same Hollow minus the static glitch. I don't see any other Hollows.
Well, it must be in the frame's options. There. You just need to enter your security code.
A security code? Are you sure?
This is your frame, right?
No, my uncle gave it to me after the funeral. This belonged to my father.
Why would he put a security code on a Hollow frame with family Hollows? Unless he had something to hide or somebody to protect?
So you believe he was trying to protect me?
How should I know?
Jaina, we need you in the cockpit. We found a tracking beacon encoded in the Navic computer. We need you to disable it before we come back into real space for our final two jumps. The last thing we want is the Empire on our tail again.
I'll be right there. Emma, keep this holoframe with you. I might be able to figure out the code later. Feel free to try yourself, though, because you know your father better than I do.
Father, what were you hiding? Whatever it is, it feels important.
We're about to come out of hyperspace to our final destination. As a precaution, we require that you wear those blindfolds until the transport has landed.
What? Are we considered prisoners like the Stormies back there?
No, you're not. We are going to a special location, and everybody needs to wear these. Sparky needs to shut down temporarily. Sorry for the trouble.
Well, we understand.
Okay. Come here, Sparky.
Those imps to the brig.
With pleasure, sir.
Mission accomplished, ma'am.
Good work, Major.
Here are the people who helped us during the mission. This is Xander Voros, his sister Jaina, and Emma Wormus.
The Rebel Alliance is very grateful for your assistance. My name is Mon Mothma. Welcome to the Rebel Base.
You've been listening to Star Wars In the Shadows, produced by Creative Audioscape Productions. An original Star Wars audio drama written and directed by Denis Pépin. Including some characters and situations created by George Lucas and Steve Perry. In order of appearance, this episode features the voice talents of Tina Huang as Emma Wormus, Ara Pelody as Jaina Voros, Sean Crosby as Xander Voros, Gan Jingba as Lieutenant Kor, Steve Saylor as Lieutenant Torres, Joe Harrison as Major Karak, Gan Jingba as Scout Trooper No. 1, Christopher Stadther as Scout Trooper No. 2, Andrew Gilbertson as Lieutenant Galvin, Kevin Trainer as the Star Destroyer Intrepid Officer, Silas Carter as Sierra Hesu and Mon Mothma, and this is your narrator, Sean Crosby. Casting, mixing, and music supervision by Denis Pépin. Script editing by Jen Rhodes. Original sound effects by Ben Burt. Supplemental sound design by Denis Pépin. Original music by John Williams. Star Wars In the Shadows is a non-profit fan production. All rights to Star Wars and any other copyrighted material are reserved by Lucasfilm Limited and their original creators. No infringing claims are intended. Special thanks to George Lucas for creating Star Wars and letting us, the fans, play within its universe. Visit www.creativeaudioscape.com for more information related to Star Wars In the Shadows, as well as www.starwarsfanworks.com, the home for the best in Star Wars fan audio. Keep listening for scenes from our next episode.
Introducing ForceCast.net.
At last.
Home for all things ForceCast.
This is where the fun begins.
Star Wars fans, listen to the ForceCast and visit ForceCast.net.
We found the computer outlet, sir.
From the weekly ForceCast to the Clone Wars Roundtable and the IndieCast.
ForceCast.net leaves no fan behind.
It is pointless to resist.
Watch ForceCast live, read our blog, post in our forums, check out photo galleries, listener contests,
cruise through the show archives,
including the Galaxy of Music, Clone Wars Roundtables, Microcasts, Cantina Interviews, Special Reports.
They're all here.
Are you sure this thing is safe?
What are you waiting for? Check it out.
ForceCast.net.
Yahoo! I feel the Force.
The galaxy is listening.
Roni Zone Productions presents New World Army.
Sarah, you must find the power of Volan and return and destroy the New World Army. You must.
Clarice, this electronic wonder won't just be an easier way for humans to shop, but
It could automate everything.
The nanosecond I have what I want, you will be exterminated.
There are humans, people, lives that need you.
Humadroids brought peace to our planet long ago. Before the humadroids, man brought chaos and destruction.
Listen, all of you. If you ever see Sarah again, kill her on sight.
You can't.
Please visit jrdonline.com for more information on the New World Army and other great audio dramas and thrillers. Roni Zone Productions, the home of great original audio productions.
Now that you've enjoyed listening to the fantastic Star Wars in the Shadows, then why don't you come over and have a listen to our podcast? We talk about classic British films and TV, but they must have been made between 1960 to 1999. You can find us at iTunes, just simply type in Waffle On, or head over to our website, and you can find that at http://waffleon.podbean.com. Yes, we are indeed called Waffle On. We'd be honoured if you join us.
Visit solosound.net, your destination for Star Wars podcasts like We Got Clones, EU Cast, and much more.
In 1968, there was Night of the Living Dead. Again, in 1978, there was Dawn of the Dead. In keeping with the classic horror cornerstone of George A. Romero's visionary greats,
run for your life! They're right behind me!
Necropolis Studio Production presents an audio drama set in the near future, where a plague ravages the world, leaving millions transformed into flesh-eating zombies. A group held up in a stronghold in the mountains of North Carolina struggled to survive as they live in the age of the zombies. Find us on the web at www.necropolisstudioprod.com.
On the next episode of Star Wars in the Shadows.
I'm glad you decided to aid the Alliance, Emma. Your first mission should suit your experience as an information broker for Black Sun. We need you to find a man named Sakata Dahl. When you find him, you bring him here. We trust you will keep the location of this base a secret.
Sparky, do you have any ideas what happened to Jaina? Show me the hologram.
Well, we should get your ship ready for launch. Whoever took your sister will probably call very soon for a ransom. We don't want to stay here for too long, either.
Xander, we'll get her back. Don't worry.
Excuse me, my lord.
Yes? What is it?
There is a message waiting for you about Jedi activities.
Voros is of no concern to me. Where is the Jedi?
If you are enjoying the Star Wars fan audio production you're listening to right now, then don't stop there. Come see what the excitement is about at the internet's home of the Star Wars fan audio genre, StarWarsFanWorks.com. There you'll find podcasts, audio dramas, audio parodies, and more, plus the best and most comprehensive news coverage of the Star Wars fan audio genre found anywhere. It's an entire field of Star Wars audio productions, made for fans, by fans, and your audio gateway to that galaxy far, far away is StarWarsFanWorks.com. Join us. After all, it is your destiny. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.